The Blue Lamp, a play by Ted Willis and Jan Reed, based on their original treatment for the Ealing Studios film, adapted for radio by Jan Reed.
This is the story of a crime and how we solved it. More than that, it's a story about policemen. Not wonder detectives or super sleuths, but ordinary policemen like that one. Jock McLaren, H Division Metropolitan Police. He's been on duty 3 hours already tonight, another five to go. Before he can get home to his bed, he must patrol this beat another half dozen times. Another half dozen times round Gardner's Corner, along Commercial Road as far as Greenfield Street, into the Whitechapel Road and back again. It was as he was turning into Commercial Road that it all started, in the bedroom above a small jeweler's shop.
Oh, and about time. Never mind the stars, it's cold. Did you put the milk bottles out, see?
Yes.
Lock the back door and windows?
Yes.
You turn the light out under the geyser in the bathroom?
Look, I done the milk bottles, the back door and windows, the light under the geyser and the chain on the front door of the shop. Everything's shut up for the night except you. Ah, can we get some sleep?
When I done me hair. If I don't do it, you complain.
I seem to make no difference.
Oh, you don't take no pride. You wouldn't care how I looked. I could look horrible, and it wouldn't matter to you.
Emily, I need my sleep. I'm a man who must have sleep.
Hey, Sue, do you hear that?
No.
There was a noise downstairs.
Not a cat.
Sit down, look.
Ah, you go. I'm tired.
I tell you, I heard a noise. You're going to stand there while someone breaks into the shop?
Look, if you're
well,
worried...
Well, someone's got to worry.
God, every night it happens. You hear a floorboard creaking and I've got to go down in the freezing cold to see if Jack the Ripper's called.
Sue, don't make jokes, dear. Listen.
See, like I said, now let me get to sleep.
Sleep? That's all you think of, that and your belly.
Shut your trap, missus, you might get hurt. Take care of it, Dom.
Hey, you. The keys of that safe in the shop. Come on, where are they?
Keys?
Don't tell him, Sid. Don't tell him.
Come on, come on. We ain't got all night.
Look, you'll make things a lot simpler for yourself if you tell us where you've got those keys. We don't want to break the joint apart. Now then.
Nancy seems in form tonight.
I've never seen her better, Sarge. She came sailing out of that pub with her fists up like Joe Louis in his prime.
She nearly knocked me flying, if it hadn't been for Joe.
Yeah, we wondered how long it'd be before she realized we had a new copper on the beat.
You mean she's always assaulting policemen, like she did tonight?
Oh, not always. About twice a month in the winter, then she lays off for summer.
Oh, sure. You're kidding, Sarge.
No, straight up. We never really got to the bottom of it, but my theory is she was crossed by a copper when she was a girl, never got over it.
Well, you've had your first case now, my boy. You can regard yourself as christened. Formally christened.
Come along, Nancy, come along. Don't be so rough with me. Take your hands off me.
Yeah, that's all. There are her things. I'll leave her with you.
Thanks, Sergeant Millard.
Why couldn't you search me yourself, eh? Too blooming scared.
All right, Nancy, all right. Give us the list, Crawford.
Coppers. I've shot them.
2 shillings silver, 8 pence bronze, 1 pawn ticket, half a pack of the cigarettes, 2 keys, 3 small photographs, part of contract.
My sister's children.
Yeah, we've seen them before.
A box of matches, 2 hair clips, and a handkerchief, that's all.
And a handkerchief. Bring her over here.
This way, please.
No, thanking you off this.
Oh, get in. Oh, watch your step.
Thank you to watch your hands. Stop your tickling. There, lovely letters.
Oh, she's a case. Poor young Crawford. Fancy running into Nancy on his first night out.
Nah, he's a good lad. They're going to be all right.
Oh, I think so, Sarge. As long as the job doesn't go to his head.
Do you think it might?
Well, it's difficult to tell. The trouble with being a copy, you've got two lives to live. Put your flannel trousers on and you're the same as the bloke next door. No better, no worse. But the minute you get your blues and your flower pot on, you're different. You're there to keep an eye on things. When you're young, that can be dangerous. It can, well, make you cocky, you know.
Yes, I do know, George. Maybe it's because we've grown old in the job. They're turning out a different breed of coppers nowadays.
Not all of them. As long as they keep their heads, most of the young'uns be all right.
Now, my first case was a drunk.
Oh, was it?
That was over 20 years ago, when beer was beer.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
All cigars, Danny?
Sure, dear.
Come on, let's have a cuppa. What they got on downstairs, Sarge?
Sardines on toast. And the dramatic group are rehearsing Ladies in Retirement.
Oh, I'll take the sardines.
Station officer here. Yes. Yes, right away. Break in at Jordan's the Jeweler's Commercial Road. Jock McLaren's been knocked out.
Jock McLaren? Just my luck we run into Nancy while this is going on. Well, come on, Crawford. This is our beat.
Area car's on his way now.
Righto, son.
Excuse me, officer.
Yes, madam.
I come to see you about my daughter.
Oh, what's the trouble?
She's missing. Ain't been home for a week. I can't find hide nor hair of her. I'm worried out of my wits.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Just let me have a few details, will you? Your name is...
Lewis. Mrs. Lewis.
Mrs. Lewis.
Excuse me interrupting. Sergeant, these are the papers on the Donnelly girl. The chief inspector was asking for them.
Oh, Sergeant Millard.
Yes, Sergeant?
Mrs. Lewis, you have a talk to this officer and give her the details. She specializes in this sort of thing. I dare say she'll be able to help you. Missing daughter.
Uh-huh. How old is she?
Diana, well, 17.
That makes it a bit more difficult, but we'll see what we can do.
She ain't a bad girl, really. A bit flirty, though. I wanted to come to you before, but the old man, my husband, wouldn't hear of it. Well, I wouldn't mind if I knew she was all right, like. It's just the worry.
I know.
I brought a picture. It ain't very good. It was taken on the beach at Southend, but it's a likeness.
That's fine. Look, you come into my room, and we'll take all the details.
Thank you. Oh, and Sergeant.
Yes?
You won't tell no one I come here, will you?
That'll be all right, Mrs. Lewis.
My husband, see.
Uh-huh. Right, Wilson, I'll send the van.
Well, then, perhaps you can give me a few details.
Oh, let me speak, Sid. You was asleep. Fast asleep, he was.
Fast asleep? One at a time, please. One at a time. That's better. Now, you, madam, what happened, eh?
Well, you see, I was...
Name first.
Well, Jordan,
Evening, Inspector Jerry.
Evening, Sergeant. Green here yet?
Just come in, sir. How's Jock McLaren, sir?
Huh? Oh, a crack over the head. He'll be right as rain in a couple of days. I went over to the Jordan shop on my way. What a mess. It's a boy's job. Bet my boots on that. Couple of young hooligans.
Yes, sir?
You know, it's a funny thing. It always happens. My wife has only got to say it, and then it happens.
Say what, sir?
Well, I get home, I have a meal, and then she says, put your slippers on, love, and have a nice quiet evening at home for a change. That always puts the kibosh on me. I know then that within the hour you'll be ringing me.
Sorry, sir.
You don't look it. Oh, there you are, Dixon. And Mr. Jordan. You, ma'am?
Yes, sir. P.C. Crawford, sir. Started with us a week ago.
Come on through, then. Come in. Sit down, Mr. Jordan. Well, Crawford?
I arrived at the shop, sir, to find it in considerable disorder.
Did you get the number of the car?
No, sir.
Probably a stolen car, anyway, sir.
All right, Crawford. Dixon.
Yes, sir?
You can get back on your beat.
Yes, sir.
After you've had a cuppa in the canteen, of course.
Of course, sir.
As if you didn't know. Okay, go on.
Thank you very much, sir.
Green, would you get me the album? Now, Mr. Jordan, I'm going to get you to look through our rogues gallery to see if you can find the two chaps who came into your bedroom.
Oh, I didn't get a proper look. They was wearing scarves on their faces. It's terrible. I've just had a delivery of new stock, too.
There they are, sir.
Oh, thanks, Green. Well, I'll pull up your chair, Mr. Jordan. Just have a look through in case.
Yeah, all right. Don't suppose it'll be any good.
Oh, you never know. It's quite a collection. All the local wide boys, old lags and whatnot. You'll find them all there.
Hello.
Is that Miss Cap?
Yeah.
I want to speak to Tom Riley.
Oh?
Riley, Tom Riley.
Ain't anyone here by that name?
He must be there. Come find him, will
you? Oh, what's your last servant dial?
Listen, it's urgent. I must speak to him. I know he's there.
All right, keep your shirt on. I'll go and see. Anyone here called Tom Riley?
Tom, you're wanted on the phone. Right, so I...
Hello? All right, Spud?
I ditched your car.
What about my Mac?
I ditched your Mac, too. Everything okay, you're in?
Fine. Couldn't be better.
I'll meet you at your place in half an hour.
Yeah, okay, and we'll divvy up. Hey, Spud. Spud, you still there?
Yeah?
Look, you better keep clear tonight, Spud. The streets will be full of busies. Make it the first thing in the morning.
But the stuff?
You get your whack. It's as safe as ours is.
Okay, Tom. That copper. Mind you in.
Don't worry, you come round. You had a bounce like iron.
We'll see you tomorrow, then.
That's right, Spud. Tomorrow.
Well, there we are, Andy. Sit down and make yourself at home. I'll show you your room later. Mary. Mary.
Come in. One moment, Dad.
That's Mary, that was.
She the only one?
Yes, don't be scared.
Mary sort of looks after the place, does she?
Well, we both do, you know, since my missus died.
Uh-huh.
Mary's working, of course, typist in Fenchurch Street. She gets most of the meals. I help out with the shopping, do a bit of the old housework, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'd better weigh in a bit too, I suppose, if I'm going to lodge here.
Oh, yes, yes. Mary won't have any passengers. Maybe after a week or two, you'll wish she'd gone somewhere else.
Not likely. Some of those landladies buttered bread in two movements.
Well, how do you mean?
You know, scrape the butter on with one move and scrape it off with the other.
Oh.
This looks like home to me.
Good, good. Glass of pigs?
Please.
Now, brown or light?
Brown for me, please.
Well, I've only got light.
Ah, thank you, George. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. What's all this?
Well, now, that's the model.
Ah, did you make it?
Yeah, it's just a bit of a hobby, you know.
It's marvellous. Does it work?
Oh, yes, yes. Traffic lights change, cars move, the lot. Wait a minute, now I'll show you.
Well, I'm blessed. And the detail.
I use it for these safety first lectures I give the school kids.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, not lectures, really, I suppose. Bits of talks. It helps, though, you know. They love it.
Oh, I bet they do.
Yeah, now, look, this is supposed to be commercial road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's Gardener's Corner, you see? Do you recognize that?
I'll say.
Yeah. Now, look, this is my idea. Now, if we had a couple of playgrounds just here and here, and then rerouted some of the city traffic down there. Now, I'm sure that...
Oh, are you at it again?
Oh, yes, dear. Well, I was just showing it to Andy.
Oh, you'll see enough of it.
Ah, mixed grill, eh? Andy, she's doing you proud.
Mm.
I always get a good meal when we have a visitor.
He looks starved, doesn't he? Oh, Mr. Crawford, perhaps you'd sit there, would you?
Now, what's this Mr. Crawford like? He's going to lodge with us, Mary. Go on, call him Andy.
Well, if I left it to you, I wouldn't call him anything. You don't even introduce us.
Didn't introduce you? Oh, dear me. Well, Andy, this is my daughter, Miss Mary Dixon.
How do you do?
Mary, this is my colleague, P.C. Andrew Crawford.
Oh, delighted, I'm sure.
Now, you can sit down and eat your ruddy supper.
Twerp, Dad. How are you, Andy?
Fine.
Well, what sort of day have you had?
Nancy again, for a start.
Nancy? Oh, not that woman who's always going for policemen. Which one of you did she get this time?
Well, it's not that alarming.
It's me. She nearly knocked me flying. Only Georgie has saved me at the crucial moment.
Yeah, it was quite a day. And it was a creeper job, too. Breaking.
Yeah. The rotten part about that is handing over to the CID. Well, we get there and start, then the plainclothes chaps come along and turn us out. George, I wondered, did you never try for the CID?
Oh, not my cup of tea.
Promotion, then?
No. Well, don't get any wrong ideas about me, chum. I'm not one of those chaps with energy and drive. I'm quite happy to amble along, you know, doing a job.
Oh, I think you might have done well if you put your mind to it.
Oh, Dad hasn't done so badly.
No, I didn't mean that. It must have sounded awful. I mean, well, you know...
No, I don't.
Some people are born for promotion, others just the opposite. Not only in the police, in anything. No, I never had any ambition. Outside of making the streets safer for kids and having a decent home. I'm not sorry, either.
I think I'll have a shot at the CID anyway.
And so you should, but it'll take a few years, you know.
Oh, I don't mind that, once I get the chance. Well, look, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
That tomato sauce, Superintendent?
Don't take the Mickey, Mary.
Oh, thing I'd never do.
Doesn't worry me. I can take it.
Just as well. I think he's got you taped, Mary.
I don't know what you mean.
Andy, you're the fourth young copper we've had as a lodger. All the others found an excuse to go. They couldn't stand Mary pulling their legs.
Oh, Dad, you know that's not true. They were transferred to other stations.
Ah, yes, but what you don't know is that they went to the chief and begged on their bended knees for a transfer.
Dad, you old sprucer.
Yes, Andy. Mary wasn't born with a silver spoon in her mouth. More like a fork. She drove them away.
Andy, he's kidding.
Yeah, I think he's always kidding. Let's form an alliance against him.
It's a deal. Shake on it, Andy.
Aye, aye.
From now on, Dad, watch what you say. You've got two of us to reckon with.
There are two of us?
That's funny.
What?
That's what your mother said when you were born. I went up to the hospital to see her. She gave me such an old-fashioned look, and then she said, "Watch your step, George. You've got two of us to reckon with now." Well, you got through your first day, Andy. You'll be a copper yet. And remember, the first 7 years are the worst. So, here's to the superintendent.
Hooray! The superintendent.
Yeah, what's keeping this blasted tart of yours, Tom?
She ain't no tart.
Give over. She's making you dizzy. I thought when we started up together you was going to keep your nose clean.
I ain't supposed to give up my girl because she's in your way, am I? You're married, ain't you?
Well, that's different. I've got mine where I want her.
Di's working with us, ain't she? Di's useful.
Maybe. And if she takes too much on her own shoulders for my liking, you think she was deforming the way she gives out sometimes.
Well, I fixed it.
She did?
Yeah, I'll start tomorrow. I should wait at the Regal. Oh, the manager nearly fell over himself to take me.
What name did you give? You didn't say your name was Diana Lewis.
Oh, look, do you think I'm a fool? No, I'm Doris Baker to him. But look, I won't be able to stay there long, though. I stalled him about my cards and all that, but, well, he will be wanting them.
Look, you won't have to stay there long. You just get us a general layout and a time when it's clearest and there's most cash lying about. Then you can scalp her. All right, Ace Bud.
Sounds all right.
Mr. Cheerful. Don't smile, you'll crack your face.
Listen, I ain't taking nothing from you.
Now, pack it up. You two are always needling each other. Now, come on, Spud, we've got to see that geezer. See you back in the room, Di.
Yeah, okay. Oh, don't bring Anson with you. He makes me laugh too much and I'll get paid.
Now, listen.
Now, pack it up. And come on, Spud, we're late now. Hey, there's number 11 bus coming. Hey, see you, Di.
Cheerio.
Excuse me, miss.
You're excused, officer. You can go.
Is your name Diana Lewis?
No, it ain't.
What is your name then, please?
If you must know, it's Liz Taylor. Satisfied?
No, I'm not. What's your name, I say?
What is all this in aid of? Look, if you really want to know, my name is Doris Baker, and I haven't done nothing that would interest a copper.
Have you any proof of your identity that you can show me?
No, I haven't.
Now, look, miss. I'm not suggesting there's any trouble or that you're wanted for anything. I have reason to believe that you are Diana Lewis, that's all. If so, I must ask you to come down to the station for a talk.
I told you my name is Doris Baker.
Where's your home? I mean, where are you living now?
That's my affair.
I think you'd better come down to the station with me anyway. It won't take a minute. Come along.
You think I'm walking along the street with you? I don't want all my friends to see me.
All right. I'll walk behind. You know the way.
We can't do anything unless you can prove an assault, Mrs. Needles. Were there any witnesses?
A witness? You think it is a good thing I should go to the window and scream to my neighbors, "Come in, please, come in and see for yourself a son striking his mother"? I should say these.
No, but you see, there's no sign of violence. I mean, no bruises. And from what we know, your son is a decent, hard-working chap.
With his fist, he is hard-working. Does he give me money? He is a bad son.
But what do you want us to do?
You are clever, Mr. Sergeant. You could fix it for my boy to be in prison for just a little while. A little prison. That is all he needs to make him a gentle son.
But I'll talk to the inspector.
Ah, that is all I ask. Perhaps I could myself talk to the inspector.
No, no, I'll do that. Come and see me next week.
Not tomorrow?
Next week.
Ah, I am thanking you. It is not a little thing you do for me.
Yeah, afternoon, Mrs. Needles.
Good afternoon. A little prison. That is good for a man to reach humbleness.
Sergeant.
Ah, well, Crawford, what is it?
Sergeant, I brought this young lady in. She answers to the description of Diana Lewis reported missing from her home.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Lincoln sauce, walking me along the streets like a criminal.
All right, Crawford, I'll get Sergeant Millard to take care of it. You can go back on your beat.
Yes, Sergeant.
And good riddance.
Now then, miss, come along with me.
Well, where are we going, Dad? Pictures?
I should advise you, miss, to keep a civil tongue in your head. Sergeant Millard.
Yes, Sergeant.
Here's that young lady who was reported missing. Diana Lewis. I thought perhaps you'd like to see her.
Yes, of course. Come in, Diana. Take a seat, won't you?
I'll prefer to stand, thank you.
Just as you like. This is your picture, isn't it? You are Diana Lewis.
Oh, nobody's arguing. Who bought you? Is that the old lady?
Never mind about that.
Yeah, I'll bet Mum's been round here. Well, I ought to tell the old man he'd leather her.
Your mother has nothing to do with it. Why did you leave home, Diana?
Home? Two rooms full of junk, six families sharing the same lav. Dad always drunk and Mum always nagging. Call that home.
So you cleared out and left her to it, eh?
I've got my own life to lead.
Well, don't you think you ought to go back home and give it another chance? I'll come with you and we'll have a talk with your mother and father.
No, thank you.
Well, I might have to insist. I have the right, you know.
You have?
The law can compel you to go back.
Go back? No, it can't. I'd sooner chuck myself in the canal than go back there. Straight up. Oh, look, don't send me back there, miss.
I think we must go back there at least and have a little talk. If it doesn't work, I could find you a job. I'd like you to live with girls of your own age. I could get you into a hostel.
Hostel? No, I don't want that neither. I ain't going. I ain't going back home, and I ain't going to no hostel. If you send me, I'll run away.
It's no use talking like that. What we want to do is for your own good.
I know my own good. I'm all right as I am.
I dare say you are all right. But a young girl, not yet 17, living on her own, she needs someone, somebody to keep an eye on her, don't you see?
I can look after myself. Besides, I'm 17.
17? When?
Last Tuesday.
Oh, well, in that case, I can't insist on anything.
You can't?
I can only hope you'll have the good sense to let me help you. I can, you know, Diana, really.
I told you I can look after myself, thank you. Oh, it's not I'm not grateful, but I can manage.
In that case?
I can go.
Just a minute, I must just check. Your birthday was last Tuesday, you said?
Yes, sir.
That seems in order.
Seems? I'm not in the habit of telling lies.
Well, I'm sure. That's a nice compact. Mind if I look at it?
Yeah. Present. Ta.
All right, Diana. I'll have to notify your family. Any message?
Yeah. Give him my love, and if you see the old man, do me a favor.
Yes?
Spit in his eye for me, will you? Ta-da!
Yes, it was a pity about the car, Chief. Oh, afternoon, Grace.
Oh, hello.
No fingerprints.
Plug,
nothing.
Plug. That's police work, Green. Hello, Grace. Yeah. Yeah, it's all right for Paul Temple and the other bright lads to forget the details. Our job is to remember them. Routine. The stuff that drives you balmy but brings home the bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Grace, who was that sweet young thing who waltzed out as we came in?
Diana Lewis, sir. Missing girl. Over 17, I'm afraid.
Mm.
If you had a minute, sir, I wanted a word with you about her.
Oh, I've got 2 minutes for you, Miss Millard, if you want them.
Thanks. I was wondering if you still had those samples from the commercial road breaking.
Green?
Yeah, in your drawer, yes, sir.
Well, you wanted something, Grace?
Yeah.
Did Jordan sell any of these?
It was a new stock he had in. He hadn't sold any. You know, come on, if you've got some lead on that breaking, for heaven's sake, let's have it.
Can't do without the women, you see.
No, I never said we could. What is it?
The girl who's just gone out had a compact just like this.
Nice work, Sergeant Miller. I wonder...
Sorry, Sergeant, no dice. A couple of our men have been checking. It's a stock pattern. Dozens of them have been sold.
That comes of playing detectives.
No lead there, sir.
No lead anywhere. What about the narcs? Anybody squeaking?
Oh, sir, no one knows anything. Or if they do, they're not talking.
I still believe it was a boy's job. Inexperience written all over it. Well, no self-respecting crook would leave that mess. You checked the Borstal files?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, check them again, Green. And ask Mr. Jordan back. Make him go through the albums once more. Talk to him. See if he has a clue of any sort. Well, he heard their voices if he didn't see their faces.
In other words, keep plugging away, sir.
Yeah, I've said that before.
Once or twice, sir, yeah.
Well, I'll probably say it again. Now, go on, get on with it.
Sonny Walters has turned up, sir.
Ah, send him in, Sergeant.
Right, sir. Sonny, in you go.
Walters is the name. Sonny Walters.
You took your time getting here, didn't you?
First I heard about it was this morning when I ran into Tony Clark. He told me you was asking questions about the job up at Jordan's.
Yeah, that's right. Did you do it, Sonny?
What, me, Gov? Climb off it. I've been straight as a ruler these past 12 months. Got me own business.
Yeah, so I heard.
Not doing so well.
We're doing wonderful. Wonderful. Considering.
You don't look so smart as you used to, Sonny. Not by half.
Ah, these is me working clothes, Gov. You should see me Sundays. Can't wear decent clothes in my line, Gov. I'm buying and selling scrap metal, see? Dirty work.
You get very much scrap lead lately?
Nah, that ain't a fair question, Gov. On the level, that's me now. I've got a family to think of.
All right, Sonny. That's all we wanted to know.
Right. You're all barking up the wrong tree, you know. Honest.
Well, what do you make of that, sir?
What we got? Climb off it.
Who is it?
Bob.
Ah, well, wait till I dry my face.
How'd you like the whistle?
Okay. You didn't ought to flash about too much, Tom.
Ah, who cares?
But the boys see your new togs, they say, oh, Tom's in the money. And they start thinking. And the cops start thinking, too.
Look, you got a mass in your brain. You got to worry so much. What's money for? You get it, you spend it. To have your fingers around a roll of crinklies, you know, that's worth something. I was working at Aspen. You know, I used to work for £3 a week. £3. And we made 20 times that in a couple of hours. It's the way to live. They get, we take.
Oh, I see your mum, Tom, as I was coming round.
Yeah, she was here yesterday. Wants to know where I'm working. I said I was in the removal business. I offered the girl a couple of quid and she wouldn't take it. So I put an envelope for her and posted it.
Where's Di?
She ain't back yet.
Tom, why must you have her around? Why can't it be just you and me?
Well, you're all right, Spud, but... You ain't got the same things that Di's got.
You're all welcome to her, mate. But I don't trust her. She's got nerves. She's all right when things are going okay. But if he eats ever on us, she'll start yelling.
You leave her to me.
I'm telling you...
No, you ain't. I'm telling you. You leave her to me.
Okay. I was only saying...
Yes, Spud. Look what I picked up. Now, ain't they beauts?
Hardware. Not bad.
Blimey, I feel different just holding the gun.
I'll put it away.
Wonderful. Ain't they wonderful? Spud, you know, what we did the other night was nothing. Peanuts. Now we can really get cracking. Shove them away. That's Di's knock. All right, open up.
You're here, Spud, are you?
Don't worry, I'm just going.
Oh, don't let me detain you. Here, Tom, listen. I got picked up by the police just after you left me.
Picked up?
I told you, Tom, I told you.
Shut up.
She's in her way, I'll tell you.
Are you going to let him insult me like that, Tom Riley? Look, I'm telling you this once and for all.
Oh, pack it up, Di. This ain't going us nowhere. Now, what happened?
Well, my mum's been going round saying I miss him. Well, she give the police me picture, but they can't do nothing. Oh, I told them.
What?
Well, police can't touch a girl if she's over 17, and I am. Didn't you know the law, Tom? Oh, I'll soon clean them, I can tell you.
And that's all they wanted?
That's all. What else?
Did they ask about your friends?
About us?
Ah, they asked. But I didn't tell.
Okay.
See you tomorrow, then.
Oh, that'll be too soon.
Listen.
Do you mind? I want to try an address.
All right.
You like it, Tom?
Eh?
The dress. The dress.
Oh,
the
dress, oh, yeah. I like what goes into it best.
You've got a one-track mind. Yeah, I'll put it on for you.
Di?
What?
I bought something, too.
Oh, is it, real?
You bet it is. Yeah, I've always wanted a gun. A little thing like this. It slips in the hand like it was made for...
You're mad.
I know what I'm doing. I ain't sticking in this room all my life. I told you. I'm going to take what I want, and this little beauty here is going to help me. Yeah, try it.
No. No, I don't want to.
Try it, I said. It won't bite you. Come on, hold it.
Oh.
That's right. Now, don't it make you feel wonderful? You know, when I get that in my hand, I can feel my heart going a mile a minute. Like I was elastic, being pulled tighter and tighter. Hold it up. Up. Go on, don't be scared.
Well, it's wonderful when you think of it. I mean, just pull this trigger.
No, you don't pull. You squeeze it. A gentle squeeze, like when you're holding a woman.
Oh, you kid yourself. You ain't so gentle.
Now, look. I'll show you.
Oh, Tom.
Mum, what do you want? Hey, Di, close that door sharp.
I'll do it. What are you doing with that gun, Tom?
We was, who's playing Cowboys and Indians, eh, Di?
Yes, right. Any objection?
Put something round your shoulder.
You mind your own business. Oh, right, if it makes you happy.
I asked you a question, Tom. What are you doing with that gun?
Look, I packed up answering your questions when I was 14.
I wish you was 14 now. I wish you were a kid.
No, I bet he wasn't no angel even then.
He was never in no trouble. No real trouble, he got him with you. You come along with your Hollywood shoes and your sexy ways and take hold of the wildness in him and turn his head. Now nothing ain't good enough.
You're going to let her talk to me like that?
Now pack it up, Mum. I told you, pack it up. I looked after you, didn't I?
I told you I don't want your money. Not the way you're getting it now. I'd sooner scrub floors. Here. Take it back and don't send me no more. All I want is for you to come to your senses.
Why don't you go home, Tommy, dear? Go with Mummy. Hold her hand. Oh.
I never lifted my hand to no one. Not for 30 years. And for two pins, I'd break every bone in your body. That's what you're driving me to. I could... kill you, you little bitch.
Get her out of here, Tom. Get her out. And you go with her.
Come on.
Don't mind me standing there in your teddy suit. You've come a long way, haven't you? I look at you, my own son, and I don't recognize you.
I don't have to take your nagging, yours or anyone else's, no more.
Look, just get her out.
You better go, Mum.
A pair of kids, that's all you are. Neither of you know nothing. But you'll find out. You'll find out.
Di?
Keep away from me.
Di, I'm crackers about you. You know that, Di?
You stood there and let her hit me.
What could I do? Di, she don't understand. She don't mean nothing. She's finished. An old lady.
Oh, precious Tommy. Ah, she don't know you. Ah, what a laugh. She thinks I put you on the wrong path. Ah, she don't know you.
Forget it, Di.
Forget it? I shan't forget that little lot in an hurry.
Oh, come on, Di.
Oh, no, you don't. Keep your hands where they belong.
Di, I ain't going on my knees. I told you once that's finished. You ain't shoving me around, you nor no one. Now, come here.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. And when I talk, listen. See? Now, I got them guns so people would listen. It's marvellous, isn't it? I'm going to switch things round a bit. From now on, people are going to go down on their knees to me. See? I'll have them down in front of me whining like dogs. I'll make you and everyone else remember my name.
Don't stop it.
Wait till I get what I'm after. And don't you shove me aside again. The honeymoon is over. From now on, jump when I talk to you, see? Jump.
Tom, I didn't mean
it. I'll come up to you and you shove me aside. Look, I had a defect. You think I got a defect?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, a bloke told me that once. After some row of her. I forget what it was, but he told me he was afraid I had a serious defect in my character. Yeah, that's what he said. A flaw, he said. Oh, he wouldn't remember. But I ain't never forgot it.
I didn't mean it like that. Oh, Tom. Tom?
Come here, Di.
Now, madam, you want the Infant Welfare Centre. Now, we don't issue coupons for orange juice here. The Welfare Centre. You'll find the number in the book. That's right. Thank you.
All correct. Sergeant.
All correct, sir.
How's crime?
Quiet, sir.
That's how we like it.
This Jordan case, sir. It's a new mob, that's certain. Otherwise, one of the pigeons would have given us a lead.
Did you check up on the Navis mob? You know, the Cardiff lot. We have a tip-off. They were leaving Wales and moving into London.
I checked, sir. Willie Davis and most of his mates were picked up at Kilburn the same night as the Jordan job, when they raided a gambling joint.
Well, that gives them an alibi.
Yeah.
Jerry here. Oh, shove him on. Hello, Tommy. How are things in your part of the world? Really? No, you don't say. Tommy Forbes of G Division says he can help us out.
Really, sir?
Well, it's about time after all we did for you on that warehouse job. All right, only kidding. Huh? What? How many? About 15. Round by Shoreditch Church. You know, it's a bit of a step. Well, yes, it could be. They used a car. I'll be over there in 2 minutes. Well, that's just the thing. Yes, do the same for you one day, Elber. Much obliged.
A break, sir?
I think so, Green. One of Tommy's men brought in about 15 powder compacts, which were found in a new leather case on a demolition site near Shoreditch Church. It could be from the Jordan job.
Well, why should they sling them away, then?
They're ordinary stuff. Maybe they're too much to carry. Well, come on. We're going over there. No, hold on. I'll go. You stay here and organize a hunt.
A hunt?
A comb out. Now, this gives me an idea. Take every demolition site within a square mile of Jordan's shop. It'll take time, but go through each one with a small tooth comb. They may have dumped that stuff down at Shoreditch deliberately to make us switch the search. Now, don't overlook a thing, you understand?
Yes, sir.
I've seen worse chances than this turn-up. When there are no more obvious leads left, you try the not-so-obvious. But you keep on trying, you get it?
Yes, sir.
Don't forget those bastards slugged a copper.
Oh, Andy, what on earth's wrong with you today?
I've a good mind to sling it all in.
Not until you finish the drying up.
He's been on the carpet, the big red rug.
Oh, you didn't tell me, Andy.
No, he only got the traffic jammed up from Gardner's Corner down as far as the People's Palace.
It wasn't as bad as that, George.
Oh, I heard it was worse.
Oh, take no notice of him, Andy. What was the matter?
No, I was on traffic duty. The lights had packed up or something, and I fell in for it. Well, I was all right for a time, and a couple of blokes started taking a mickey out of me. Like I tore up, I left the traffic and went over to sort them out. Well, naturally, they scarpered before I could get near them, and what with one thing and another.
The traffic got sort of jumbled up, see, and we should come along at that precise particular moment, but the inspector. And so our young constable went on the carpet.
What prospects are there? Honestly, pounding a beat. Acting as a blinking understudy for the traffic lights, seeing kids across the road.
I know.
Standing in the middle of the road like a lemon, while bits of Ted take the mickey, aren't you?
I know.
And then to be told you haven't got your mind on the job.
I know.
Don't keep saying I know.
Mercy, what you've done.
Oh, he's broken a plumber's mate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll be sorry to lose you, Andy. Won't we, Mary?
Oh, yeah, in a way. Still, we can always get another lodger.
Oh, no sense in trying to keep him on if he feels like that.
Oh, not a bit.
I mean, if the job's too much for him, he's best out of it. It's only common sense.
Absolutely.
You said the job was too much for me.
Well, you did, didn't you, Mary?
I did not.
Can't say I'm not disappointed. I am. I did think you had the makings of a fairish copper in you. Not outstanding, mind, but fairish. When are you going to send up your resignation?
No, I'm not resigning.
You're not?
You know darn well I'm not. Both of you.
Then what are you arguing about?
Arguing? Arguing? Oh, when the pair of you two get together.
Now, you go along with Mary and carry the shopping, Andy. I want to listen to the football on the radio. Walk to the shops will cool you off.
Okay, think I will. Do you mind finishing the Crocs?
Oh, you're very kind.
It's coming to something when I have to take the dog and the lodger for a walk.
Yes, Charlie.
Bye-bye, Dad.
Bye, George.
Bye-bye. Yes.
All across the view to Haywood, the Rover's outside left. Will he cut in? No, he's taking a right from to the corner. Here's Arnold to tackle. Good, strong player, this Arnold. Beat to play for Chelsea, I think. He's beaten him. He's crossed the ball. Up go the heads. But goalkeeper Ballard has it well under.
Hello, Spud? Yeah, all set?
Three busies, one over the other. He put the muckers on me. I was all set to drive away too. Nice little job.
Try around Kingsway, there's always a load of cars, eh? Now, this is the time to lose your grip, I don't think. Now, go further west, past Arrow Square, and pick a fast one.
I'll have someone with me.
You can't pick up a car on your own. How old are you?
I'll cut it out.
Now, look, I've got things to do down this end. Now, grab a car and meet me at New Road. Now, don't slip up.
All right. I'll be there. I'll bust tight.
Okay. Now, get weaving. After tonight, Spud, we're going to be rich. After tonight. Cheers. Don, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, I saw you crossing the road. I guess you'd be here.
Well, you're supposed to be working at the cinema.
Our manager sent me out on an errand.
Then fetch it and get back there.
Tom, is that the way to speak to me, Tommy?
Shut up. Now, you get back there.
Tommy, is it tonight?
You'll see.
Well, you ought to tell me.
I'll tell you nothing.
After all I've done, who tipped you off?
Shut up.
I know. Talk.
You know, Spud was right. You got a tongue that can't sleep. I ought to pull that blasted thing out. Now, get back the pictures before I lose my temper.
I'm going. No need to get rough. Well, I'll see you later.
You'll be seeing me. In about an hour. In about an hour.
To get out my pipe and sure as fate did. Oh, it's you, Andy. I thought it might be the sergeant.
George, what you doing?
Oh, relaxing, you know, thinking. It's an odd thing being a copper. Life blows all around you like a storm and you watch it. On nights like this, I get that feeling.
I'd rather be in the middle of the storm.
We get enough of that, too. But you think for a minute. Who else gets the chance to observe life as we do, eh? All sorts of life, all sorts of people.
Well, I... It's all to catch pneumonia.
It'll be a great day when you catch anything.
Well, I ain't sitting here with that draft down me neck.
You know me? We got a ringside seat. Now, I don't stop there. I keep myself busy wondering about people. That woman there and the man for a start. Now, I've never seen them, but I reckon I could describe them as well as I could describe you. And they're not the only ones, you know. Yes, if I was a writer, I'd find a good yarn behind all them windows.
You never should have been a copper, George.
Well, depends what you think a copper should be. I know some will reckon we should cut ourselves off and keep away from ordinary people as though we were superior-like, you know. Ah, that ain't for me. I told you once, I'm too easygoing. That's why I don't get on.
You ain't that so bad.
Oh, well, yes, that's what I think. I got friends, I enjoy a pipe, I like kids. I got Mary. Ah, it doesn't add up to money in the bank, but who worries about that? You'll get on, Andy. You've got more push than I have, man. Only try and do it without putting your boot in the other man's face. A row of stripes on a desk in the CID room. Some blokes wearing them where their hearts ought to be. And it doesn't pay, lad. Not in the long run, it doesn't. Hey, well, time to get moving, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. See you later, George.
Yes, yeah, so long, lad.
Shut that flipping window!
And good night to you. All right, here we go.
Two men, guns, quick, pictures, Regal, round the corner.
Regal, right.
Well, hurry, damn you, we haven't all night. Come on, let's get out of this. The cars. Spud, get a car. I get back. Four of you. Get back. You too, copper.
Put that thing away and don't be a young fool. Don't go and land yourself in worse trouble. Come on now. Put it away.
I keep back, I said. You know, this thing works.
You kill me, you'll have 20,000 policemen in London after you.
I should worry. Now keep back, I said. Keep back.
I'm the manager.
George.
George.
Inspector Cherry was called to a conference at the yard this morning. Yes, it's all right. I'll handle it. All correct.
Well, Green,
I've had the cashier of the cinema, the manager, the commissionaire, and the two usherettes in, sir. Went over their statements again.
Nothing fresh?
Afraid not, sir.
And no squeaks?
No, sir. I'm positive none of the regulars are mixed up in this.
We're not in a position to be positive about anything, Green. What about the car?
Oh, he checked up on the owner's story, sir. Fitted all right. He's a musician. Left his car outside the BBC while he was in for a concert. Left it locked, too.
One of our men gets shot in a crowded cinema. Dozens of people on the scene, and yet we can't pick up so much as a hint of a clue.
How'd you get on, sir?
Well, at the yard? How do you think? Push on as hard as you can. Possibility of questions in the house. Presser getting awkward. Usual thing. Cherry here. Oh, yes, sir? Oh, I see. Dixon, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. They operated this morning. He's still unconscious. There's a 50-50 chance.
He's a fine man, sir.
One of the best. Now, say what you like, Green. They don't make policemen like Dixon these days. Ah, these young'uns are all right, but they start with the notion that every man is a criminal and work on from there. It drains the humanity out of them. Now, Dixon's been a policeman for over 20 years, and he's still human. And that's an achievement.
Yes, sir.
You think I'm tired? Well, I am bloody tired. But not so tired as those thugs are going to be by the time I finish with them. Come in. Yes, Sergeant?
Miss McIntosh was turned up, sir, in the search of the slum clearance.
Oh, the Jordan job, sir. I'll take it, Flint. Where was this found?
It was dumped at Sweetbread's old warehouse, Sergeant. Pushed through a ground floor window. And this was in the pocket.
Oh, compact. Well, that looks the same as... Yes. Yes, it's the same type exactly. That's interesting.
Any news, sir?
No change. Still unconscious. But they say he has an even chance.
He's brought home some long shots in the past, sir. He'll come through.
Well, your long shot has come up, sir.
It's always the way. You get a break on one job, and it comes just when you're praying for a lead on something else.
I'd better follow this up right away, sir.
Yes, of course. Oh, has the Mac got a trade label?
Yes, H. Barker & Sons Limited, Manchester.
Find out who they supply around here. Then check up all the likely shops. You'll probably find the coat was bought on the Never Never, so there may be some record.
All right, sir.
Oh, Green.
Sir?
I've been thinking about the gun.
Yes, sir?
Remember we had the dope on four or five chaps who specialized in selling guns under the counter?
Well, we got the details inside, sir.
Good. Now, you go and have a talk to them straight away.
Right, sir.
And give Ditchburn the job of following up that Mac. You stick with me on the Dixon case. I shall be needing you.
Nine-one-two here, 5 beat, all correct. What's the latest on George Dixon? Tower.
How much is that?
4 and 9 on the meter, sir.
Right, keep the change.
Thanks.
Here, that copper who was shot, mate. How's he getting on?
Still pretty rough. We're all hoping he'll make it.
I'm with you there, mate. I ain't got much time for coppers, mind you. But I don't like seeing them shot.
Read, read, read. Can't you say something? Can't you talk?
I can talk if you want me to.
Or anything. For God's sake, anything.
You're a madman, Tom. That's what you are. How I ever got mixed up with you, I don't know.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Now, you keep out of this, Doc. Blimey, that's a hot one. Who worked out the job? Who fixed things?
Oh, you fixed them all right. You fixed that copper.
Well, he'll be all right, Spud. They're just stringing us along, trying to make us lose our nerve.
Well, if he ain't all right, Tom, you know what it'll be.
I know. What do you think I'll sit here, turning over in my mind? I know. I know.
What was that, Adolf?
You got it on your chest. Spill it. All you do is look at me like I was something the dog brought in. Say it. Go on.
Well, there ain't nothing to say. What's done is done.
What's done is done. Is that all you got on your mind?
No, I got you on my mind. Both of you. Any time you got shaved, I went out.
Huh? Out where?
Well, 2 days you've been sitting here working yourself up. 2 days and nobody outside has seen you. What do you think they're going to think if you don't show your face soon? You think the lads love you? The cops will come nosing round the caps asking questions. The pigeons will be out. And sooner or later, one of them will say, funny thing, Ever since that copper was shot, I ain't seen Tom Riley.
Shut up.
Don't talk to me like that. Once I took it, no more. I've got my neck to think about now.
Well, stop handing me. I don't want to go out. I can't.
When God was dishing our guts, you was missing, mate. It's your only chance. You've got to put up a front.
All right.
And what about her?
Oh, don't start on me.
You've been in that picture palace today?
Yeah, I've been, but I can't go any more, Spud. Look, Spud, I can't. They're there all the time, nosing and asking questions. I don't want to go back.
You're going back and that's an end of it.
They haven't sorted you out, have they?
They question me. Well, just the same as the other girls, but... Oh, I can't go back. Look, don't make me go back.
Look, we've got to put up a front. You stay there and like it.
I can't.
You do what I tell you.
No, Tom, I can't.
Go easy, Tom. Maybe she's right. We're in deep enough without you making more trouble. Unless you put yourself together, you'll be the one to land us in Queer Street. I'm thinking of my neck. I told you that.
I'll keep her with me.
Okay. We'll meet me down at Cafe in an hour, the usual one. We'll spend a bit of time there. Let ourselves be seen.
Got 2 days' growth here. Bit of tidying up to do.
Tom, I'll do anything you tell me. You know that, Tom? Don't you believe me?
I know, Di. I know I've got to pull myself together. I've got to.
Go in. Yes, Crawford?
Sir, I want to report the finding of this.
Service revolver, eh? Where'd you get this?
Saw tarred with it, sir. Got her outside.
Yeah, it could be the one. It's the right type. Good work, Crawford.
Thank you, sir. Shall I send a girl in, sir?
No, just a moment.
Sir?
Hmm?
Have you heard about Dixon?
Last report an hour ago, he was sleeping. They must have felt better about him. They sent his daughter home from the hospital.
I see, sir.
Yes? Oh. Yes, sir. I see, sir. Yes, I'll send him up straight away, sir. Of course. Thank you, sir. The chief superintendent wants to see you in his office, Crawford.
Yes, sir.
We're working on a murder case now. Dixon died 5 minutes ago.
But surely by now you must have some news.
I'm sorry, madam. We've been unable to trace any cycle.
It was a valuable cycle. My little boy had it only a week. Practically new.
We shall continue inquiries.
Well, it's not good enough. It's always the same. When you don't want the police, they're all around you. And when you do, you can't get anything done.
These things are difficult to trace, madam, once they've been stolen.
Well, I'm sure we pay enough in our taxes. We're entitled to some service.
We shall do all we can, madam.
I hope so.
Do your best, Crawford.
I'll work, sir.
Well, I expect you move fast enough when it suits you. Suppose you're all busy on this policeman case.
Now, wait a moment.
All right, Crawford.
Oh, well, I'll call in again tomorrow.
Fuss about a kid's bite at a time like this.
All right, Sergeant. Off you go, Crawford. Go straight home after you've seen the superintendent. There's a car laid on.
Thank you, sir. Bad news, sir.
Yes, bad news indeed. The governor's coming down to take over.
What about Dixon's girl, sir?
Oh, Crawford's on his way over there now. We thought it better coming from him.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, what about this kid he brought in?
Andy? Well, you're back early. Tea won't be ready for a few minutes yet.
Okay.
I wish we had a phone on here. The hospital told me to phone every hour. I go to the call box on the corner. I count the minutes.
Yeah. I know.
They sent me home this morning. He must be better if they sent me home.
Mary?
Andy, have you any news?
Yes. You see...
Well, why have you come home so early? You're in our...
Mary, he's not coming home.
Not coming?
It was quick. His heart.
The doctor promised.
I had no time for anything. He slipped away. Quietly. No pain.
No pain.
That's right.
the kettle. I must put the kettle on for your tea.
Don't worry about that. Mary, you know, there's nothing anyone can say.
Don't try.
I think he was just about the finest chap I ever knew. We'll get him, Mary. Whoever did it, we'll get him.
I expect you will.
Where did you find the gun?
Nowhere.
You found it?
No.
Oh, someone gave it to you?
No.
Well, what's your name? You've got a name, haven't you?
No.
If anything's to be able to say one word.
Do you like sweets?
No.
What, not even chocolate?
No.
Not even this stuff?
Oh, put that away, Green. You know better than to bribe a witness.
Well.
Don't you ever say anything except no?
Well.
Why not?
My dad says I mustn't talk to coppers.
Well, he doesn't like policemen.
No. He thinks you're a rotten lot of...
Oh, all right, yes. Yes, we know, dear.
Well, let's forget what he said for a minute, shall we? Look, we only want you to help us. Do you know what a murderer is?
Someone what gets hung.
Well, yes, that's it. Now, we think you can help us to catch one. Now, we want you to show us where you found that revolver. Will you take me there?
Not you. Him.
Oh.
All right, him.
My name's Bill Green. What's yours?
Queenie Maud Edwards, 42 Buckland Buildings, Buckland Road.
All right, Queenie, let's go, shall we? Take your car, sir.
Oh, by all means. Take the Bloomin' Station, if you like. What have you got that I haven't got?
Chocolate.
Tom, you've got money. We could get away.
I had any blabber, Gaff. Spud's right there.
Spud, what is it about Spud?
He's in with us, Di. You could put us both over the wall.
Oh, not me, he couldn't. I wasn't there. I'd done nothing.
You tipped us off to the lay. You timed the cashier's movements. You told us the best
part. I can't stand it here, Tom. Hour after hour. Look, give me some money. Let me get away.
Accessory before the fact. That's what you are. Oh, you're in it.
For a few days, that's all. The South End or Brighton. I'll come back, Tom. You know I'll come back.
Oh, flaming hell you would. You go on a guzzle. Two gins inside and you talk us all over the wall.
I've got a right. You said I helped, and some of that money is mine. I earned it. I've got a right.
Well, I'm looking after it for you. See? Hey, that's Spud. Open up.
Do it yourself.
Hello, Spud, me old China.
All right, you heard.
Oh, I ain't been out. Well, heard what?
That copper. He's dead.
Shit.
Dead?
They say in the paper. You murdered him, you stupid bastard. You murdered him.
So the kid took you to the river, eh?
You're just down by Becker's Wall, sir. She fished the gun out there.
I'm having it checked now. The report should be through any minute.
We took young Queenie home afterwards. Poof, blimey, you should have seen her mother. Biggest woman I ever clapped eyes on. I was scared stiff.
Well, that's how we tear him out in Stepney. Tough. Cherry here. Yes? Yes, I thought so. Right, thanks. It's the gun, all right.
Yeah, it must have been pitched overboard from the car.
Yeah, this might help a bit. Now, have the gun shown to all those undercover gun sellers I spoke about. One of them must have a memory.
Well, they didn't have last time I spoke to them. Blank as blazes.
I'll try again. Come in.
Sergeant Ditchburn left this report for you, sir. And there's a man outside to see you, Mr. Wildberg.
Well, what does he want?
I expect he's something to do with the Jordan job. Ditchburn's been checking that Mac we found with the local shopkeepers.
Oh, all right, Sergeant. Give me a second and then send him in.
Right, sir. This way, Mr. Wildberg. Mr. Wildberg, sir.
Now, come in, Mr. Wildberg. Thank you, Flint.
You are the inspector?
Chief Inspector, yes. Sit down and Sergeant Green will show you the album.
Albums? I should sit and look at albums at a time like this.
Didn't Sergeant Dishburn arrange for that?
About the albums, I don't know. He asked me if I knew who he sold a certain Macintosh to. Well, I found it.
You found it?
The record of the sale, Inspector. The record of the sale. The actual sale slip with the name and address of the customer here.
Oh, that's Alfred Purvis, is it? No,
Lewis with an L.
Lewis with an L. 47 Settle Street Buildings.
Are you positive about this?
I'm not positive.
The numbers, they tally. My records are straight. There ain't an accountant. An accountant in the business could find a mistake.
Yes, well, you've been a great help, Mr. Wahlberg, a great help.
Our pleasure.
We may need you later for identification purposes.
Well, so long as it ain't in any of my busy times, you're welcome. And if ever you gentlemen are needing a new coat,
well, thanks. We shan't forget Mr. Wahlberg. Yes, well, all right, Green, show him out.
Well, you know, for such a fine set-up young man, I could make perhaps with the hand.
Yeah, not today, thank you very much.
Well, you may as well have my card. Any time, Sergeant.
That's something. I'd rather it was a lead on the Dixon job, but we can't complain. Get round to see Lewis Green and have a talk with him.
All right, sir.
Oh, no peace for the wicked. Jerry here. Oh, yes.
Sit down, sit down.
What?
For Pete's sake. Sit down. Where's Dodd?
I told her to go out and get some fish and chips. Oh, I fancied eating. But now, I couldn't touch it. Spud, I'm clearing out.
Oh, yeah? Well, where are you going? Southend, Brighton, Monte Carlo?
Liverpool. I thought Liverpool. I've got an uncle lives near Scotland Road, works around the docks. He could get me a ship.
I got water, you know. That won't help.
Well, we're in the clear now. I mean, they ain't got a line on us. If we split up, slipped away, we still got the dough.
And Joy?
Oh, she'll have to fend for herself.
Oh, you mean just up her?
Oh, she's old enough and ugly enough to look after herself.
If we walk out on her now, she'll be blind house with the business in 5 minutes. I don't know what's holding her together now.
We'll have to chance that.
It ain't even a chance. It's a dead cert she'll talk if we don't stop her. She might even be talking now.
If I thought she was a...
You'd rub her out like that copper.
Oh, you're so bloody smart.
I've got to be. I thought you had a headpiece once. I thought you knew the angles. But you're stone bonkers, crackers, a bag of wind and water.
We ought to make a break for it. How do we know what they got on us? We sit here like a couple of stuffed dummies while they're working away. Working away. The police ain't so daft, you know. They got angles. The paper says they found a gun. How do we know what they got on us? How do we know? They might even know our names.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid it's a bad line. Is that better? Well, sir, I saw Lewis, and he says he lent them back to one of his daughter's boyfriends. Yeah, that's it, sir. He was able to prove it all right. I went round to the address he gave me, but the boy wasn't there. No, sir. No, his mother answered the door. She seemed very cagey. The name, sir? The boy's name is Tom Riley.
Shut up, Tom. I keep telling you, shut up, you stupid lug. They got nothing on us. They found a gun in the river, so what? We left no fingerprints. They got the car, they found nothing on it. They ain't got a witness, and we got an alibi so tight it'd take an atom bomb to break it.
Let me go. You're in it, too. That's a consolation. Sink or swim together, eh, Spud? Two necks, one rope.
Yes, we're in it together. And if you show a bit of guts, we'll come out of it together. We live to laugh at it together.
Laugh at it? Laugh?
Don't say stop it. You've got to crack us.
Don. Mum? Mum, who brought you here?
Hello, Tom. What you been up to?
Me? Well, nothing. Why?
The police was around asking for you an hour ago.
The police?
That's what I said.
Oh, Tom.
But what? They're barking up the wrong tree, Mrs. Riley. Tom, I've been up to nothing.
I wasn't asking you. You'll be better occupied working for your wife and kids.
Listen, they probably want Tom about something quite ordinary. You ain't got nothing to worry, have you, Tom?
Well, of course not.
The best thing you can do, Tom, is to pop round the station and clear it all up. You've got nothing to worry, have you? You ain't afraid of a mob of busies, are you? Go and answer their questions.
Oh, why not? I mean, I've done nothing. Yeah, they can talk to Doomsday if they like. I can prove where I was.
Where you was? When, Tom?
I mean...
He means he can prove he ain't done nothing wrong, Mrs. Riley. Come on, Tom. I'll wait for you on the corner.
But, Spudder...
Come on, you'll show him.
Yeah, that's right. They ain't shoving me around.
I'll wait for you till you get back.
No, you don't have to wait.
No, let her wait. Keep Di company. Well, don't let the fish get cold, Di. It won't be long.
I'll clear it up, Mum. You see?
Yes, what is it, Sergeant?
It may be nothing at all, sir. I just wondered...
Oh, what?
I noticed this picture of one of the girls who worked at the cinema, sir.
It struck me as familiar, and I looked through my files.
Well, let me have a look. Yeah, it's the same girl, all right.
Who is she?
That kid who was in the other day, Diana Lewis. Her mother reported that she'd run away from home.
Lewis. Could she be any relation of the Lewis whose Mac we picked up?
Father's Alfred Lewis, 47 Settle Street building.
Yes, that's it. Wait a minute, though, sir. There was no Diana Lewis working at the cinema.
No, let me see. Ada Brunswick, Doris Baker, Mary Summers, Lilywood. No, not a Lewis anywhere.
But this is the girl, all right. Well, look at the picture.
That's very fishy if she used a false name, sir.
Yes, very fishy indeed. Was one of her boyfriends this chap, Tom Riley?
Yeah, that's it.
Is she still working at the cinema?
I'll check, sir. Get me the manager of the Regal. Pronto.
A Jordan job, a Dixon case, a link-up.
Same handwriting, sir. A mug's job. Well, look at the way they panic, slinging those compacts away.
I wonder. Now, let's take one step at a time, and don't let's build up our hopes too much.
Hello, Sergeant Green here. Oh, Mr. Morris? Look, I want to make an inquiry about one of your usherettes. Yeah. Have you a girl named Diana Lewis working for you? No? What, never? Oh, I see. Well, could I just check through the other names? Lily Withers. Oh, your wife, sorry. Doris Baker. Is she there now? No? She left the day before yesterday. Just didn't turn up. Yes, I see. Oh, what address did she give? Yes, thanks. Uh-huh. Yes, 47 Settle Street Buildings. Right, many thanks. Goodbye. That's a girl, all right. Left the day before yesterday.
That will be 2 days after the shooting.
And she gave 47 Settle Street Buildings as an address.
Right. That makes it pretty certain that Diana Lewis and Doris Baker are one and the same person.
Clever deduction, Green.
Thank you, sir.
It also makes it more difficult to find her. Grace says she's not at Settle Street Buildings anymore, and her mother doesn't know where she is.
But it looks like a lead, sir.
Yes, it does. But I've been at this game too long to count my chickens before they come out of the egg. Grace, I want this girl found.
Yes, sir.
Have a description got out. Use this photograph, but don't say what it's for. And that boyfriend of hers, what's his name? Riley. Hot up the hunt for that gentleman, too.
Right, sir.
Come in. Yes, Flint, what is it?
A lad we was looking for, sir. Riley.
What about him?
He's just walked in, sir. Wants to see you.
Well. And so he shall. Grace, you take the photograph and do the necessary. Now, give us 1 minute, Sergeant, and then send Mr. Riley in.
I'll be next door if you want me, sir.
I want you here, Green. You ask the questions, I'll just sit tight. Look as though I'm doing something else.
Uh-huh.
I'll only interrupt if I get a hunch.
All right, sir.
Remember, softly, catchy monkey. Let him do the talking. He came to see us, remember?
Mr. Riley, sir.
Ah, coming, Mr. Riley. Sit down, won't you?
Huh,
so. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, my mum told me you was asking for me, so I thought I'd come in myself.
Ah, I see. Will you have a cigarette?
Oh, tough.
Yeah. Have you any idea why we wanted to see you?
Why, I mean, my mum come running round to me. Whoa, in a terrible state she was. Telling me the police wanted to see me about the murder.
Did she say that?
Yeah, of course she did. Mind you, I mean, she might have been jumping to conclusions a bit. Well, you know, mothers. Well, besides, I was up at Clapham, the dogs, the night it was done. I got a dozen witnesses.
Yes, I see. Do you know Diana Lewis?
Diana Lewis? Oh, you mean, well, yeah, on and off, you might say. For a few years.
You see her often?
What, a bit? She ain't my type, you know. Oh, it looks all right, but nothing up here. She's a kid, anyway.
Too young for you, eh?
Well, do I look like a bloke who'd go cradle snatching?
How old are you?
24.
And how old is she?
70. Look, I told you I don't know her that much. Well, 16, 17, I don't know.
But you know her father?
Well, I know it's a nod to him, I say.
Well enough to borrow his Macintosh.
Mac?
That's what I said.
Well, matter of fact, I did borrow a Mac from him. Ty got it for me one night when it was pouring. Getting dogs.
Are you working, Mr. Riley?
Working? Well, I ain't at present.
Oh, you didn't get the job then?
Job?
Alf Lewis told us that you borrowed the Mac because it looked new and might help you to get the job.
Oh, well, I might have kidded him on, you know.
You returned the Mac?
No, I don't think I did.
I may as well tell you that Macintosh was found pushed through a window at Sweetbread's warehouse. There was a compact in the pocket exactly like the one stolen from Jordan's shop in the Commercial Road.
Look, I'll come out of it straight.
I didn't get the job when I was dead skinned, so I flogged them back to a bloke down the lane for half a bob. Now, that's the truth.
Who was the man you sold it to?
Well, you know it is, Gov. I mean, one face is as good as another. I wouldn't recognise him again.
Can you remember when it was?
Let me see. About 10 days ago. Yeah, that's it. Saturday before the Jordan job. I went to the dogs with the money and trying to play it up, see.
But according to Lewis, it was only a week ago he lent you the Mac.
Riley, I'm not satisfied. I'm putting you up for identification in connection with the robbery from the premises of Frederick Jordan, 859 Commercial Road, on the night of April the 2nd.
Don't you never say nothing.
Well, I've got something to say.
Sitting there, staring.
If I upset you, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know what you think. You think I ain't good enough for your precious
boy. I didn't say nothing about you or about him. Maybe you're too good for him. I ain't no judge, not anymore.
Well, I'm getting out, see? I ain't waiting for him. And when he comes back, if he comes back, you can tell him I'm finished, see? Now, that ought to please you.
Oh, I know he's in some sort of trouble. Didn't expect you to stay. What's he done?
No, wouldn't you like to know? I wonder if you'd be so proud of him then, eh? Well, he ain't no angel, you know that.
You ask me, his mother. He was a good lad as he grew up, a good lad. There wasn't nothing ugly about him then, not what I could see.
Yeah, well, I ain't his mother, and I'm getting out. Spud!
Someone's been there now. Something's up. I've got no idea. They're whipping up an identification parade. I've seen a visitor at work before.
Oh, I told you!
It ain't definite yet.
I'm getting out.
Where do you think you're going? Running out, that's it, you little cow. Would I warn you?
Oh, don't you see, Spud? I've got to. I can't stand it being bottled up. I must. Look, help me, Spud. Give me some money.
You said
that. Oh!
That's enough of that. Leave her be.
She ain't worth worrying about. What's she said to you?
She told me nothing. If she had, I wouldn't tell you. Just leave her be. I don't know what you two have done to her, but she's all in, about all in. All right, my dear. Won't hurt you. All right.
I've got to go.
There. Cry away. Better out than in.
Listen, you. I'm going back to see what's happening, understand? If I ain't back in an hour, you can do what you bloody well like. Until then, stay here, see? Stay here. If you try to scarp her, I'll find you and I'll lace you so pretty your own mother wouldn't know you. Here. In case you need a cash. I'm going now. Stick it for an hour. Keep your lip buttoned. We ain't dead yet. Not by a long chalk.
Damn. As an identification parade, that was a ruddy pantomime.
I'm sure Jordan recognized him. Notice how he paused? He didn't want to come out with it. That's the answer. Too scared.
And that woman of his wife. It's about as much good as a dummy. Fancy picking the wrong man.
Yeah, I think she took a liking to him, sir.
Well, we can't hold him, that's a cert.
Well, we can pin something on him, surely.
Huh? No. No, I've got an idea. It might be better to let him go.
Oh, tail him, you mean?
Yes, tail him. You take Ditchburn with you and handle it personally. I want no slip-ups. I want the people involved with him. If he tries to leave London, pick him up.
Right. Shall I bring him in?
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, Mr. Riley. This way, please, sir.
Well, satisfied?
As far as I can be in the circumstances.
Well, I've got a scarper. I'll be getting the blood.
We will.
End of Spur 3, out and over to the fourth and final spur for the continuation of The Blue Lamp. Over and out now. No. A radio adaptation of a British movie about the Metropolitan Police at work. On the preceding spur, 3, 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 22 seconds of this production has been taped. We resume at this point in time and will complete on this spur.
We will.
Here you are. Get this inside you. Sugar?
Tower. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I don't know. I half expected it.
What will they do to me?
I don't know. I ain't thinking of you. I'm trying to forget what they'll do to him. Carry a gun. Robbing. Killing. Where did that come from? Where did he catch that? I brought him up straight and decent as I could.
Oh, he was born rotten.
He was born pink and helpless. He was born pink and helpless like everyone else, without an idea in his head. Where did he get the ideas? What made him vicious? Maybe I slipped up. Maybe the mistake was mine. What sort of a world is it where boys can buy guns and fill up with rotten ideas? What sort of a world?
Oh, drink your tea, Ma.
What must I do? I had him. He's mine. What must I do?
Ma, it's too late to
talk. That policeman. I didn't know him. He hadn't done nothing. An innocent man. To shoot him down like he was rubbish. Get your coat on, darling.
What for?
We're going to the police. You've got to tell them what you told me.
You're cracking.
I ain't. It's the only way for you, for all of you. There ain't nothing else we can do to help him now. Nothing. He's had his life and thrown it away like it was nothing. If I could have him again, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Before he kills more people, more innocent people, come on.
No, I can't. I can't face
him. Sooner or later, you've got to do it. Better now. I'll come with you.
Will you stay with me?
I'll stay.
If they come
They're
back...
They're not coming back. They're not coming back.
Jerry here. Yes? Oh, is that you, Ditchburn? What happened? I met another man on the corner. Did you recognize him? Where did they go? Where? The Palace Theatre, first house. Well, did they know they were being tailed? Well, did they or didn't they? One moment, Flint. Come on, be sure, man. I don't want guesses. Well, Green's got in with them, that's all right. And they're watching the show. Mm-hmm. Well, take no chances. What did you say the show was? Nudes in London. Well, get a message through to Green. Tell him his job is to watch Riley, not the stage. It's okay, report back in an hour. Now then, Flint, what is it?
The girl, Diana Lewis. Asking to see Sergeant Millard, sir. I thought you'd like to see her, seeing there was a call out for her.
Yes, I certainly would. Bring her in, Flint.
There's a woman with her, sir, Mrs. Riley. Says they must come in together.
Mrs. Riley, eh? Well, that's different. All right, Flint. Have you got someone else on the desk?
Yes, sir.
Right. You better come in, too. Bring your book with you.
Right, sir. I will.
This way, please.
Oh, no, look, Mum.
It's all right.
Come right in, please, and sit down. I'm sorry Sergeant Millard isn't here at the moment. I thought you might like to speak to me.
Well, I spoke to the woman police before.
Oh, I see. Well, you can talk to me, you know.
It ain't easy to say, sir. And she don't know you.
Yes, I understand. Well, what's it about?
Will you talk to him, love?
Well, it's just...
He's an inspector, love. You see, sir, it's up to us to speak.
I see. Well, we'll give it a moment or two, shall we? You're Mrs. Riley, aren't you?
That's right.
Is Tom Riley...
He's my boy, sir.
I thought so. He was here a while ago.
He ain't here now?
No, of course not. It was just a bit of routine, and actually he came himself, just to clear something up.
He's free, then?
Naturally. Shouldn't he be?
Yeah, of course. I'll come back another time and see the lady.
Well, that's how you want it. Was there a message?
She said she'd fix me up with a job, and I just wanted to talk to her about it.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, no doubt she'll help you. You worked at the Regal Cinema, didn't you, Miss Lewis?
Me? Yeah, I did.
Why did you give them a false name?
Oh, well, I had to, you see. I'd run away from home. It was frightening my dad.
I see. That seems reasonable. Except that a false name wouldn't help much, would it? I mean, he'd recognize you if he saw you, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Please sit down. I won't keep you longer than necessary. You see, I'm the police officer in charge of inquiries into the murder of P.C. Dixon. And you were working there the night he was shot, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. But I don't know nothing about it.
Would you like to tell me about your friend, Tom Riley?
What about him?
You lent him a Macintosh once, belonging to your father.
Yeah. You said it was a mistake. You did say he was free.
Well, so he is. I'm only trying to get certain things sorted out. Do you know what happened to that Macintosh?
No.
I see. Did he ever give you presents?
Oh, no, then.
Did he ever give you a compact like this one?
No, never.
But you have one, haven't you?
I bought it myself with my own money. I don't know nothing, I'll tell you. Look, I'll come back and see the lady.
All right. Oh, you'd better leave your address with the sergeant here. Maybe he'll get in touch with you direct.
Address? Oh, I'll be moving soon.
What for? I mean, hadn't you better wait until after you've seen Sergeant Millard? She might help you there, too.
Oh, come on. Let's get out of here. I don't know why I come in the first place.
You go if you like, Diana. I came here to help you say something. If you won't tell him, I will. I must.
Tell me what?
Oh, you can't. No. Look, she's done her nothing. He's in the clear. The clear.
I ought to warn you. If you know anything which may be of use to the police in their inquiries, it is your duty to tell them.
We know nothing.
Will you tell the gent what you told me? Off your own bat?
I never told you nothing. She's making it up, sir.
All right. It's about my boy, Inspector.
Oh! Oh! They're hanging. Don't you see they're hanging?
What is it?
Like I said, sir. My boy, God forgive him, he done it. He shot that policeman.
Oh, why did you do it? Why did you do it?
It had to be done. She knows all about it, so she told me everything. That's why she worked at the cinema in the first place.
Is this true? Is it true? No. You'll be helping yourself by telling me.
Now, leave me alone. Just leave me alone. It's true. It's true.
God help me. I hope I've done right.
You've done right, Mrs. Riley. And you've done bravely, too. Cherry here. Put me through to the detective superintendent. Hello, Cherry here, sir. We've a break in the Dixon case. Yes, the girl has told us the whole story. Riley's in the Palace Theatre now. I'll cover the whole building. Yes, sir, I'm going right down there. Sergeant, take care of Mrs. Riley and the young lady until I get back.
Yes, sir.
Oh, if Sergeant Green comes through while I'm out, tell him I'm on my way to the Palace and to hold Riley at all costs.
Observations. Well, half an hour later, I was back. Sergeant said, what are you doing here? I said, well, look, Sergeant, I don't know what you said. I went out and disguised myself as a tree. Well, I don't mind when a courting couple comes along and leans against me, kissing and canoodling. I said, canoodling. When a dog comes along and mistakes me for a lamp. But when a raddy's squirrel hops on, takes a peck at one of my eyeballs, shuts it up the jumper and says, that'll do for the winter, I quit.
Where's Green?
Down there, sir. In the gangway.
Aye, what's going on down there? Broker's been coming in or something. I always knew this deal had happened. I'm stuck. I should have stuck him a barrel. Oh, that's all right, sir. It's like a cemetery. If you've got to go, you've got to go. Here, hold on. Get the manager. I knew I got my cards.
Jim, what's going on?
Police, I'm going to make an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if I might crave your attention for one moment. I'm sorry to interrupt the show. We'll carry on in a few minutes. There are two men in the audience who are wanted for questioning by the police. If you'll all kindly keep your seats, you've nothing to fear. No one will be allowed to leave the theatre, so please, keep your seats. Thank you.
There's Riley.
Get back, Papa. Get back. I'll give you our gas, Dixon.
Stay where you are, Crawford. That's an order. I'll deal with this.
Now, you stay where you are. I mean you.
We don't want any more bloodshed. You haven't got a chance, Riley. The whole place is surrounded.
I'll get you before I go. You have a few others.
Crawford, keep back. Be sensible now, Riley.
Sensible? I've got a rope around my neck now. One more cover won't hurt.
I'm going to count three. If you haven't dropped the gun by then, I'm going to get you myself.
You're welcome.
One.
Look at you. Me and my little beauty, and you're too scared to move.
Two.
A defect. That's what the man said, yeah, a defect. Well, I'll show him. I'll show the old bloody world.
Three. Kill the clutch.
Let out. Oh. Keep your feet.
Good work, Corbin. Take him away. Right, lights.
Lights there. Well, hey, what a turn up for the book. Oh, I thought they were after me. Have a song, everybody. Maybe it's because I'm an underdog.
All correct, Sergeant.
Excuse me, officer. Could you tell me where to get a bus to the city, please?
Round the corner in the main road. Number 15 bus stops on the left.
Thanks. Good night, officer.
Good night, sir.
In The Blue Lamp by Ted Willis and Jan Reed, adapted for radio by Jan Reed, the part of George Dixon was played by Derek Giler, Detective Inspector Cherry by Trevor Martin, and Tom Riley by Ian McShane. The rest of the cast featured Barbara Mitchell, Malcolm Hayes, Frank Partington, Mary O'Farrell, George Hagen, Jeffrey Matthews, Joan Hart, Hilda Kriesman, Michael Spice, Patricia Bendall, Joe Manning Wilson, Vivian Chatterton, John Pullen, Janet Bernal, Hayden Jones, and Peter Pratt. Other parts were played by members of the BBC Drama Repertory Company. The play was produced by David H. Godfrey.